loving machine. Get on up. Well, we could go on all day, but you know, we got a show to do.
Okay, James Brown. He never get off the stage.
James Brown. He'll
rock till he drops.
Hey, this is your girl Salinas, and you're listening to WPMS.
All right, y'all, welcome back, WPMS, that time of the month. It's not broadcast, it's podcast. And next we have the lovely Selena.
Hola, chicas.
¿Cómo está, mamita? How are you?
Bien, I'm good.
Good. Talk to me, girl. What's going on?
Well, I have a couple of very juicy gossip.
Yeah.
And to start it all off, I have Miss Britney Spears.
Of course.
Yeah, Britney.
Yep. This girl just loves being around gossip. She loves it.
She loves it.
Well, a day of mother-son bonding could have turned deadly for Britney Spears and her five-month-old baby boy, Sean Federline. So, on February 6th, Britney Spears was driving her SUV down on Pacific Coast Highway in Malibu to get some coffee. And she had her baby son sitting in her lap.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, she need a beating.
Poor baby, he was, you know, sitting in her lap, being exposed to, you know, a deadly car accident, you know, because babies are supposed to be
he's only 5 months old, so he's, like, now learning how to hold himself up, so she got to hold him with one arm and then drive.
Yeah. Is she pregnant again?
That's what people have been saying. There's a rumor. I heard that she received positive results on 2 home pregnancy tests. So, so probably she is. Who knows? So, I hope she's not, because I don't think she's a very good mother, to tell you the truth.
I think that K-Fed needs to have the baby this time. That's what I think. I think he needs to have the baby this time.
So, that's for that. And in another news, Oprah Winfrey, you guys all know who Oprah is, right? Well, Oprah will launch her new radio channel on XM Satellite Radio beginning in September.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be called Oprah and Friends.
She has friends?
Right? Like Barney and Friends?
I don't know. Maybe Tom Cruise, her BFF.
Stedman.
Do you see him on Dave Chappelle when Dave Chappelle smacked him? Because Oprah dumped him because it was Dr. Phil's baby. Did y'all see that? Dave Chappelle apparently got Oprah pregnant. And he was spending all her money on type of miscellaneous crap. And he was in the living room, find out he quit his job and everything. So he comes to the living room and the baby has the face of Dr. Phil. He says, men are stupid, women are smart, something like that. He's like, I done quit my job, woman!
Her new radio channel is going to have some programs on fitness, health, self-improvement topics with personalities that appear on the Oprah Winfrey Show, as well as in O, that's Oprah's magazine.
I think that she looks like a deer. Like, her eyes are really big and they're on opposite sides of her head.
I don't care how she looks like, but she is a very good, like, businesswoman, and she's brilliant. I have to give it to her. She knows what she's doing.
She's brilliant. I think I'm going to go get a job with her.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of the leading talk show hosts right now in the world, actually.
Isn't she one of the richest women in the world?
She's one of the most influential women in the world.
Yeah.
She got more
money than Condoleezza Rice.
She's right up there with Donald Trump, actually, with her enterprises. Because Donald Trump just had to close down one of his casinos out in Vegas, so he lost a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. Poor guy. So yeah, her show will feature it's gonna be weekly, so we're gonna be listening to her every week. So you guys.
Yeah, you have to forward to that. I can't listen to Oprah talk to
her. I'm seriously going to tune in to listen to her, to see what she has to say. And do you guys remember the cute middle child in, what's this program? Oh, my
Full
God.
House.
Full House.
Stephanie.
Yes, Stephanie Tanner. Well, our lovely Stephanie Tanner, she revealed in a dramatic interview on Good Morning America that she was addicted to the deadly drug crystal meth for more than a year.
Well, she
did only
part of that program in San Francisco where it was offering $40 to get off of it.
And you know the most horrible part about crystal meth is that it's made out in the Midwest from cow manure.
Ew.
That's what they make it from.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
They make crystal meth from cow manure. That's what farmers and farmers' hands do when they get bored.
Let me find out what cow dung gets you high. Let me find out.
I'm there too.
Jesus Christ.
I'm in there like somewhere past the beef. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Selena.
Well, Jody said that the reason for her to start this addiction was because she was bored and unemployed. And she said that it was hard for her when she lost her job when she was only 13 years old. But I mean, 13 years old, you have your whole life in front of you. Just go to school, I don't know, get some friends, whatever. Get an education and do something else. I mean, why
Mary
would you turn into drugs?
What's wrong with us? I mean,
everybody on that show has had a problem.
Mm-hmm. Except for Mary Kate and Ashley, they still.
Well,
no.
Mary Kate, Mary Kate.
One of the
twins.
Which one was it? Mary Kate.
Mary Kate.
She had an eating disorder.
Yeah, she had anorexia.
Yeah.
It's from
and she looked horrible.
Bob Saget. It's his fault.
She still looks very skinny, though.
I mean, they've always been skinny.
I saw her in a magazine, and she looks really. She looks better than Ashley.
She looks better.
Like she
is. Way better.
She had a ham sandwich or something. Like, she all right. Some mayonnaise on it or something. She all right.
Yeah, they're both.
Like, she was three pork chops away from being fine.
A little differently. I've seen like, them around New York.
Yeah, she was three pork chops away from being fine.
So, and the weird thing is that Jody was married to an LA cop named Sean Hogan.
How are you married to a cop doing crystal meth? She just all messed up.
And you guys won't believe this, but apparently he was the reason of her addiction. He gave her, like, apparently he was the one who gave her all the drug and all that stuff. But now they're divorcing, and I hope she will do better because she's in serious.
She's not
wrong
bad looking, though.
She's not
yeah,
bad
let me
looking,
see that picture.
But
let me see if I can crack her hair real quick. Pass that. Cha-cha to the right.
So sad, I must say.
Oh, she's pretty great looking. She can get a nose job and clip off that little end there, but she she needs some volume or something. Somebody pass her the Pantene Pro-V.
Yeah, so I heard she's now in a rehab center in California, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope she does well, seriously.
Yeah, no, she looks cool. She looks like she got those earrings from Six Flags, though. Okay.
How wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm overjoyed. All right, let's go to a song.
Okay, let's go to a song.
Hold on, I gotta get something queued up here. Talk amongst yourselves.
All right, so, I took my braids out, what is this, Monday? And I've had this ponytail in it ever since. What do you guys think? Like,
okay.
It's crimped.
It looks like a fuzzball.
And that's what I was going for. Like, I like a Furby stuck to the back of my head. Just, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I got something ready. See if you can identify this artiste.
All right, let's go. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
All right, here we go. WPMS.